Hello, radio friends. Welcome to a Back to the Bible radio broadcast, an outreach ministry of the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. My name is Pastor Philip Youngblood, and we want to thank you for tuning in today, and we pray that the broadcast is a blessing to you as you listen.
Nor any great parades to honor me. But there's a record book my name is written in. It was recorded there when I was born again. No one can blot and the book of life kept by the Lord. For every deed I do, for every word I say, there is a record kept until the judgment day. My name will not be lost, misplaced, or overlooked, for it's kept safely in God's record book. For there's a record book my name is written in. Was recorded there when I was born again. No one can blot it out. It's sealed forevermore. It's in the book of life kept by the Lord. For there's a record book my is written in. It was recorded there when I was born again. No one can blot it out. It's sealed forevermore. It's in the book of life kept by the Lord. It's in the book of life kept by the Lord.
We've been looking this week at the miracles of Calvary, and specifically we're looking at the dividing of the veil. The dividing of the veil was no doubt a miracle from the Lord. It was a divine miracle from God. No man could have done it. It was something that only God could have done. The Bible said that that veil was rent from the top to the bottom. And we spoke about it yesterday, how it took, if you hooked two team of oxen to it, that they couldn't pull it apart. And in fact, after I preached this message, there were some men here at the church. They brought me their Bible, and in their Bible commentary there at the bottom, it said that it actually took 300 men to take that veil and to hook it to the attaches, to the hoops and the attaches that were there on the beams to hold the veil up. So this veil was very, very, very heavy. It was not something that was a household rag or something like that that had been thrown up there. No, this thing was very, very heavy. And so for it to be torn from top to bottom in the midst, the Bible says, is a very tremendous, awesome miracle. This is going to be part number four of the message. And once again, we'll read the text, Matthew chapter 27, verse 50. Jesus, when he had cried again with a loud voice, yielded up the ghost, and behold, the veil of the temple was rent in twain from the top to the bottom. This will be part number four of the message. 1 John 2 and 1, my little children, these things write unto you that you sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. And he is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. That word propitiation means this. It signifies the action of appeasing God. Now think about this, friend. What could you do tonight to appease God? I'm telling you something, there's no work in the world that's going to ever appease God. Because what God did was a God thing. He sent his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth him should not perish, but have everlasting life. If that work's not good enough for you, your works will never get it done. Amen. So Jesus Christ came to be the propitiation for our sins in order to appease holy God. Think about what happened in the Garden of Eden. Man had sinned in the garden. He disrespected God's rules and God's laws. And so therefore, he crossed God's boundary line and entered into the sin race, friend. He, at that moment, amen, broke the fellowship between God and man. And so there was instituted law and rules and all kinds of things. And by God's laws, man saw who he is. Man saw that he's a sinner in need of a Savior. But Christ did not come just to add another law. Christ came to be the fulfillment of the law, amen, and to appease holy God for our benefit. He's a propitiation for our sin. He came to appease holy God. He came to stand in our place. He took my judgment on Calvary. He took my punishment at Calvary. He took my suffering at Calvary. Amen. He took my darkness at Calvary. Amen. So that you and I could stand before God Almighty and God not kill us dead in his holiness. In fact, I find something amazing. That word propitiation signifying the action of appeasing God. John 14:6 says this, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. If you try to go to heaven by yourself, you're going to die in your sins. The only way you can get there is through the blood. Christ is now the way of salvation. Salvation is now through Jesus Christ alone. No longer does it involve any ritual or ceremony with animal sacrifices which were set up in the Old Testament under the law of Moses, which were a figure of things to come. Those things were, the reason why we don't do that anymore is because that law has been fulfilled by the death of Christ on the cross. Jesus is the Lamb of God. You're never going to find another Lamb more spotless than Jesus. Amen. Jesus was a Lamb of God that was not sent by man. He was sent by God. Amen. He was not picked out by man. He was appointed by God. Amen. You're not going to get no better than Christ, the Lamb of God. He was sent there to be our sacrifice. And the rent veil means that all people may come to the Holy of Holies and obtain salvation through Jesus Christ. None are shut out. Christ has opened the door to every sinner. I mean, think about how awesome the places that you and I were cut out of as being common sinners. But Christ died for us so that you and I would not be cast out, but that we would be able to be welcomed in. Oh, I think about that. Thank God, amen, on the middle cross. What died for me, amen. A Savior, amen. On the middle cross, we seen God's only begotten Son. On the middle cross, we saw this. We saw Jesus dying and being hung between heaven and hell, amen. On one side, he's God's Son, and on the other side, he's the Son of Man. Thank God. But what you see on the middle cross is the death of a Son who comes and brings us propitiation to appease God that we might have fellowship with him once again. We no longer have to go through the priest. We got a high priest. His name is Jesus. Thank God tonight. Well, I think about Christ. He took our sin, the barrier, the only barrier between God and man, and he bore them in the body of his flesh to Calvary's hill, and he put them all away by his own precious blood. But thank God, he didn't stop there. The scripture clearly says that he opened the way into the very presence of God in glory for you and for me. I want you to see tonight that he's gained access. Take your Bible. Take your Bible and go over to Hebrews chapter number 4. I hope you see tonight that Jesus gained us access into the very presence of God by the way of the cross. That way to God was cut off by man's sin. But thank God, because of his death, there's reconciliation. I'm also thankful tonight that not just reconciliation, the sinner has been reconciled to the Savior, but also there's restoration. Through the fall of man in the Garden of Eden, man lost a lot of things. Man lost fellowship. Man lost that beautiful garden. Man lost access to all of those things. But thank God, I'm glad by the cross of Calvary, the Lamb of God made it possible for us not to just be reconciled to God by our sins, but I'm thankful that, man, we've also gained an eternity in the heavens. Amen. We've got an inheritance, friend. Some of you guys, all you worried about has been land, and all you worried about is cars, and all you're worried about, man, is your little house and your bank account. But I will tell you something. Jesus didn't die for your house and your bank account. No, you are the inheritance, thank God. He's looking forward for you to enjoy all of eternity with him. Look at chapter 4, Hebrews chapter 4, verse 14. This will help you, praise God. Seeing then, that we, who's we? All of us have been born again with the grace of God. We have a great high priest. Not just a high priest, but the great high priest, amen, that is passed into the heavens. Let me tell you something tonight, thank God. Jesus not only just went to a place that we couldn't go, through the veil. No, he went to a place that there wasn't no high priest earthly could go either. He went into the heavens, amen. He passed through the holy place. Here, but he also passed through the holy place there. Why? Because he came from there. Watch this. Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast to our profession. For we have not a high priest which can be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Watch verse 16. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. Now, I want you to watch this tonight. This is before the cross. Man had a need. Oh, God, my young is sick. Oh, God, they'd go to the tabernacle and say, oh, I need somebody to help me. I got a young and it's sick and near to death. And I need somebody to help me. I need somebody to pray for me. I'd come tonight to the tabernacle, and the only place they could come to was that outer court. They'd say, come on, hold on just a minute. Let me go in there and see if I can get somebody to help you. And then that priest would go into that middle place. And that priest would say, look, we got somebody out here that's in need. And they got a young and sick. And they'd go back out and they'd try to bid us to the best they could. But Jesus ripped that middle wall of petition down. He took that wall down, friend, so that you and I now can take our youngins and we can get on our knees and we can beg God to help. And amen. There's access to the very throne of God, not just earthly, but heavenly, thank God. We can now go boldly to the throne of grace. Thank God. What a blessing. You say, preacher, when, how long is it open? It's open 24 hours a day, friend. You get up in the morning, get on your knees, and you can go directly to the throne of God's grace. You can get on your knees tonight and ask God for help in time of need, amen. He'll help you tonight if you'll let him, to have access into the very powerful, holy place, God's throne tonight. There's nothing standing between you and God. The miracles of Calvary. We've looked at the darkness. We've looked at the veil that was rent.
Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We would like to invite you to come out and be a part of our church. We are located at 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road. That's in Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. If you'd like to write us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. Also, check us out on the World Wide Web at hooperscreekbaptist.com or download our church app where you can get the verse of the day and enjoy some great preaching and singing from our choir. Have a great day. Tune in tomorrow for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast.